Live. This is your boy Seti J, and it is a beautiful Wednesday. Well, as beautiful as it's going to get here in DFW because of all this freaking rain. But anyways, it's a beautiful Wednesday, and every Wednesday we bring you what we call Home Day After Dusk, and that's where we talk about a little bit of everything, man. You never know what we're going to bring up. I just throw stuff out there, and or sometimes we have guests or whatever, all the good stuff. You just have to tune in and just kind of see what comes in this little Cracker Jack box of shows. So I got a special guest for today who's checking in while my girl Taryn is gone for the day. So I got all the way in the East Coast, all the way in NY. My girl, Miss Paris, in the building. What's up?
What's up, Seti? How are you?
I'm doing all right. It keeps raining. You know, I felt pretty stupid because I had my windows down letting the air out, let my car air out last night. Yeah. And, you know, because I'm in a neighborhood where people don't know better than try to come steal something. But, So, yeah, I ended up going to my car this morning, and it was, my freaking seats were soaking wet. I was so pissed.
Man, so, I would have been pissed too.
I'm over this rain already after that. I'm like, can I come to my car? It's all wet. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So, yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I hate the rain.
Yeah, I do. It's cool. I'm trying to think, when do I like the rain? I don't like it if it's a day I got to work. Because if it rains, I just want to definitely be snugged up in my cover, not moving.
Yeah.
Like a burrito. Yeah, I can't do it. Like, get me out the rain now.
He said a burrito. Really?
A burrito.
A burrito?
Yes. A burrito.
What kind of burrito?
Like a Chipotle burrito, like the chicken kind with, put some sour cream, some black beans.
All that, the peppers.
Brown, yep. No guacamole. Don't do the guacamole. Put some cheese. Good to go.
That sounds good.
Or some
good.
Lettuce. I didn't put no vegetables on there. That was ratchet, but yeah, all that good stuff. So,
I'll have me a big plate of some food and watching some TV with somebody cuddled up under me.
Yes, that's true too. Like I'll tell you this though, because this drives me nuts. Whenever it's raining, all of a sudden, people on social media get my goddamn nerves because you go on the social, you go on there, and they're like, "Honey, it's not good, buddy." Like, here we go. Goodness, man.
I just go get one. I don't advertise it.
Right. Stop advertising. They be advertising, and you know, sometimes you know what I be realizing? People be waiting too long. Wait, I always want to wait for people to hit them up instead of being proactive. That'd be on y'all part, man.
Yeah, at least if it's a little text saying hi or something.
Right. Be proactive. Goodness.
Let somebody know you're alive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I want to send a shout out to my girl Angela. I see that she decided to come back, you know, step back into modeling. She had to model herself in a while. She ran on clothing boutique for over a year now, but she hadn't really modeled herself in a while. And she puts new pictures up. I saw the new pictures on your fan page. Nice. I'm glad to see you back doing it. It feels, you know, it don't feel weird anymore. Like I'm glad to have you back in this. So tips out to you, Angela. I definitely appreciate it. Speaking of people coming back, you man, and kind of just so people who know this is a show who never, you know, who don't know who you are, let's dig into that a little bit before I go off the handle some more on the show. Like, let the people know who you are and then what made you even get in the industry.
My name is Paris Taylor. I'm a Jamaican-American. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, raised in Jamaica, the country, for about 4 years. I have a son. I'm 23 years old. And I came into the industry because I noticed that when I take pictures, I look kind of different. I don't look like myself. I look kind of hot. So I was like, you know what, let me start. I started taking pictures of myself. Then my friends started taking pictures of me, and I started dressing up. And I'm like, you know what, why don't I just do modeling? And then on top of it, my mom was in modeling. She used to do modeling for Barbizon. I'm not sure if you heard of them.
Yes, I have.
Modeling. Yeah, and so I said, you know, why not? And I also did ballet for about 12 years now. So I said, why not? I just feel good in front of the camera. I love the attention, and I like feeling beautiful. It just makes me feel more beautiful than ever, and I can share it with the world. So,
right now, throw a curveball at you, you know, as far as, so yes, the beautiful side is a great part of it, but how are you, you know, how did you end up transitioning to being more about the grind of modeling in the business aspect? Because a lot of people, you know, it's this industry separates the real from the people who just in it. Because some people, they mm-hmm. think they go, oh, I look good. But then, mm-hmm. you know, they don't last long because then the work starts to kick in. And how
yeah.
do you, you know, how do you make that transition to making it more where you're working more? Because I start noticing how serious you are about being on top of people and all that. So,
yes. Well, that's how I am with anything that I'm serious about. Anything that I say, you know what, I'm going to put my mind to it, I'll go ahead and chase it. And when it comes to it, it's not even hard work to me. It's hard work because you have to put a lot of effort and you have to put that foot down and say, you know what, this is what's going to happen and this is how it has to be. But I just take it with ease. And I sit there and I say, you know what, this is what I want to do, so I'm going to work hard for it. And I'm going to prove to everyone, like, you know, anything I want to do, anything I want, I'm going to get it. And watch me. You can watch me prosper and grow into a beautiful flower. And then you can say, okay, well, you know what? That girl did do some hard work. I seen her over here. And now look, she's doing this. And now look, she's doing that. And it's not just modeling I want to dibble and dabble in. You know, once I'm doing that, I want to do other things too, as far as opening a dance school and teaching school to younger children and opening daycares. And it's a lot of things that I've thought about that I want to do in the business aspect. But I just take things with ease. That's all. I try not to stress myself too much. And as long as my ambition is there and that's what I really want to do, I'm going to race and go get it. I'm just a go-getter, put it that way.
Most definitely. Now, you know, it being hump day after dusk, and some people who are new there don't understand sometimes the play on words. Some of your work, you know, some people might hate on you for the fact that they might say, oh, she does this kind of modeling. Because you do a little bit of everything, but you
yeah.
also do a lot of sexier side of modeling. You know, how do you deal with those people that don't have those kind of opinions? And how do you kind of separate yourself and kind of just don't let it affect you?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because, you know, just the other day I was in Jersey with my cousin. And when I came back to New York, she texted me and she said, you know, what kind of modeling do you do? And I said, well, I do all types of modeling. And most of it includes doing a lot of lingerie, sexy type pictures and maybe half nude. And she said, I think it's vulgar. A lot of Jamaicans, they don't, oh, you can't do this. You got to carry yourself this way. You got to do. But you see all those pasta things and them jumping all over the place and they're not even looking like ladylike. And I don't do that. And I'm Jamaican. So as far, I mean,
jumping
I really don't. You got to
jump it off
jumping
chairs
off
of
speakers and shit. Oh no, I can't do it.
I mean, those videos be tripping me out. They be doing the most. The dude be mm-hmm. jumping on top of him, and he be running on top of her back. And so I'm like, okay, it's too
and,
much.
Yeah, women ending up in the hospital with busted heads and stuff. Come on, just to dance to show that you can shake your ass. Come on. But
extreme dancing.
But yeah, I mean, my mom, she really doesn't really know anything about it. My dad, he doesn't really like it. But, you know, he still pushes me to say, you know, well, if that's what you want, make sure you work hard at it and you make sure you do good at what you want to do. And as far as my grandmother, she thinks she sees the beauty in everything. So she's just like, you know what? You're a beautiful woman. Show everything you have. You never know when you're going to die. You never know what's going to happen to your body. Tomorrow you could wake up and you don't have a body anymore. You're not beautiful anymore. Anything can happen. And a lot of people have, I'm not going to front, a lot of people have very, very horrible things to say about what kind of modeling I do as far as me being a mother and how I carry myself and how would I feel if my son would see me like that. And I'm like, you know what? Listen, as far as this is what's getting me to where I'm going, this is not what I'm sticking to. As far as my son's concerned, when he gets older, I'm sure he's going to say, well, I see my mom work hard and I'm good. I have everything I need and everything I want, and I don't have to ask for anything. And that's all I want to hear from my son, because everything I do in my life is for him.
You know what's so funny? And, those same people that say that, a lot of times they got they got magazines in their collection with that kind of stuff in there,
mm-hmm,
and they the type of
mm-hmm.
people that's on Pornhub and X videos every day.
Yeah, and you ain't thinking about whose mother is that.
Right. That don't matter then. Y'all in the strip club making it rain and stuff. So
the ones that
judge the loudest, they're the ones that you gotta go, mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, what you do?
Right.
I ignore that, though. It doesn't really bother me as much because I know what I want out of life and I know who I am deep inside and I know what I'm doing. And that's all that – God is by my side and that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
That's good. Now, like, as far as, like, preparing for a shoot, how do you get yourself in, mentally ready before you step into a shoot?
I like to play some music. I drink a glass of wine. Sometimes I smoke a little something. I just sit down and relax. I just relax, sit down, listen to music, chill out, unwind. And I go in front of the camera. And I treat the camera like it's my boyfriend.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, my final question for you before I go to music break and then we come back, people. Me and her are going to just chop up about some just random stuff, so be on the lookout. My final question for you is that if you could change anything in the industry and make it better, what would it be?
That I just wish guys didn't look at a female and just yank at it like it's a piece of meat. You know, it's like they see you come in industry and they know that you have this ambition for this art, and they don't look at it that way, and they just say, oh well, you know what, she's trying to get in the game, so let me try to see if I can get in her pants. She'll probably do it for that, and knowing that you even have to do that for it, you know. And that's just one thing. The men are just too hungry in there. Some men.
I will kind of jump to your defense now a little bit. Sometimes I notice, man, like, if you can't pull a chick just off of being you, then, man. Because some dudes, I mean, I've heard some dudes, I was just having a conversation with my boy the other day, who's a photographer. He was telling me how one of his photographer friends, you know, one of his main reasons for getting in this was to try to holler at girls.
Mm-mm-mm. And it's a shame.
You can work all kind of beautiful women doing this, man. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Granted, I mean, but it's not to say that we don't think that, oh my God, some baddies. Like, oh, every day I'm looking every day and I see that. But people don't understand this. I say this a lot. Stop thinking that means you got to hit everything. Everybody has such a kind mm-hmm. question. They got to have sex with everything moving.
Movie,
I just don't
be
having that kind of time. Like, if people only knew, I'm like, man.
And there's so much things nowadays out there. You don't want to just dip your dick in anything.
Right. I talk a lot of trash, but trust me, I ain't a thought like some people think I am. I just huge thought that's like, just run around. Like, I hate hearing, man, dude. I see you to the malls, you got your magazine. I know you hit it one every night. Oh my God! Seriously, who made this rule up? Like, that shit pisses me off.
I don't know either. That shit pisses me off too.
It makes it hard, and it makes it so hard when you when you're being dead ass. Like,
you want to be serious. You want to be taken seriously, and they're not taking you serious.
I'm like, dude, stop saying that shit. Because the more people that say that kind of stuff, the more it becomes a stereotype that kind of pushes you back for doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so what we're going to do, everyone, we'll be back. And yes, it is Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. So we are going to be talking about some random stuff. And we're going to be talking about stuff that you had to talk about when your kids go to sleep. So don't let your kids listen to this episode. I'm just going to let y'all know that ahead of time. All right. I'm going to go ahead and play this track by my boy M.E. This is featuring A-Love. This is Hydraulics. We'll be back at this track.
Hydraulics.
I'm looking for a bad
yeah.
One that ain't scared to drop it down and get low.
You know I'm
up and down, up and down.
Drop it down to the floor. This is for my money making pros. I like to see
hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics, hydraulics.
My chick got a whole lot of swag. My clique got a whole lot of cash. My chick got a whole lot of swag. Body so stupid, got.
Yeah.
First I made them dance like a stripper.
Yeah.
Now they getting high with it.
Yeah.
Now I got bitches hitting switches.
Yeah.
I said now I got bitches hitting switches.
Yeah.
Make that
hydraulic.
Yeah.
Make that
hydraulic.
Make that
hydraulic. Hydraulic. Hydraulic.
That got a whole lot of slap.
Yeah.
That get a whole lot of clap.
Yeah.
I've been putting tickets on the map.
Uh-huh.
I threw on roll collection. Now I'm out.
Yeah.
Hydraulics.
I'm looking for a bad.
Hydraulics.
One that ain't scared to drop it down and get low.
Up and down, up and down.
Drop it down to the flow. This is for my money making pros. I like to see
hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics, hydraulics.
It go left, right, twerk. Yeah, they call me love and I came to see you work. Clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs, then twerk. Clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs, clap, clap your thighs, then twerk. They better get they, cause my cash right, my swag right, go around and get hit. They hating on you, man. Bend it over, touch your toes, now spread your legs, then do the split, now let me see you do it over.
Hydraulics.
I'm looking for a bad.
Hydraulics.
One that ain't scared to drop it down and get low.
Up and down, up and down.
Drop it down to the flow.
Watch me bounce,
this is for
watch
my
me
money
bounce.
Making pros. I like to see
hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics. Hydraulics, 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 up and down, up and down. Hydraulics, hydraulics, watch me bounce, watch me bounce. Hydraulics, hydraulics, hydraulics.
I put her on that
eighth
space. Her homegirl, she bopped out. She do. I put her on that eighth space.
Let go.
Her homegirl, she bopped out. Make that
hydraulic.
Make that
hydraulic.
Make that
hydraulic. Hydraulic.
And let me see you
hydraulic.
bad asshole. One day they ain't scared to drop it down and get low. All right. All right, we're back, everyone. We're back to Life of the Dust Live. Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. My special guest co-host, my girl, Miss Paris, in the building.
Hey.
Yes, and if y'all missed any of the interview, little solo interview we did with her earlier, y'all can always listen back to it by going to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, CEDDYJ. It's on iTunes as well by typing in Dust Spot Radio Network. That's on the TuneIn Radio app as well in Stitcher. Speaking of Stitcher, let me go ahead and handle my business. Yes, because I don't want to get cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, so otherwise, speaking of one of our sponsors, Audible.com is sponsored today's show, and Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of their choice in a free 30-day trial membership. Let's go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. That's audibletrial.com/SettyJ and get started today. All right. Oh, now. There's been a lot of craziness happening. And of course, you know, guys, I didn't get a chance to do my show on Monday. I would check out Labor Day. It's Labor Day, so why should I work on Labor Day? Unless I'm doing like a music mix or whatever. I didn't feel like doing that on Monday's show. But, yes, this weekend was pretty cool. Pretty dope weekend. I was celebrating both my birthday and celebrating the second anniversary of Human Canvas Magazine. So, birthdays.
Congratulations and happy belated. Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Really, really appreciate it. It was a great time and be around some great people. Shout out to Junie. Shout out to boy Benny. Shout out to Destiny. Shout out to ImpressEntertainment.com. Shout out to my boy over at Glow Parties. Shout out to my boy DJ Frosty. Sam from Impress. Just shout out to everybody that definitely showed love to the brand and my special birthday. So I appreciate it. So during this time, you know, it was a lot of crazy stuff that happened over the past week and whatnot. And I just don't know where to start at first. It's just been really crazy. I mean, the other day, and that's the thing. I rarely have slow news days on days I do shows. It's awesome. I don't know how I was blessed to get that. A lot of people complain they ain't have slow news days. I apparently don't, because I come back to a bunch of turmoil. So, some of that stuff going on, apparently here in Texas, God dang it. In San Antonio, that's about 6 hours away from me. This has made national news.
I'm on the edge of my seat here.
Yeah, so apparently these high school football players happened to, and still trying to figure out the cause. You know, I'm not going to pretend to know the cause, but still trying to get to that, but apparently something, make a long story short, something went wrong at some point in time over at, and these happen to be from John Jay High School in San Antonio, and these two players decided to assault a referee. But wait, there's more. It gets worse after that, because then after all that commotion has already happened, another of someone else decides that they're so mad that they're going to try to tackle the quarterback on a quarterback kneel. Now, for those of y'all who are not football, you know, who not necessarily know a lot about football, quarterback kneel is this. Like, basically, like, near the end of a game, to kind of run the clock out a little faster, it's a play where the entire offense just takes a kneel down and to run the clock, and it runs the clock out. And so at that point in time, you know, you don't want you can't hit anybody. They can't hit you because, of course, you're doing a kneel down. So by doing the kneel downs, they can't touch you.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, like, these kids are so freaking mad, they literally try to attack the freaking quarterback during the quarterback kneel.
Oh no! Oh my god!
Yeah. And
that is horrible.
It's starting to spiral out of control because now it's being said that this is race. This is aggregated by racial slurs from the referee. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just want to get to the bottom of it because I'm not going to be, like, people know how I am. I know when something's being done from racism and when it's not. This is one of the pieces where I'm just not going to jump to the defense so quick. Some people, they're such race baiters. You know, they want to hurt and start some racial, you know, start some racial nightmare that they don't even care if it's not true or not. They're going to start running around, well, yeah, they racist, man, they racist. So until I got some full facts of what's going on, I'm not going to sit here and jump up to the conclusion that that's the case.
Yeah. You can't. But damn, that sounds horrible. I can't believe that.
Yeah, I mean, get some goddamn self. Like someone said, I just can't see myself taking it that far. The hit, like, people got to understand, and I had this discussion with so many people. Sometimes hitting people, like, yeah, someone might say something, but it does not call for hitting someone.
Yeah.
Like,
there'd be
a lot less crime. Exactly. There'd be a lot less crime if people, you know, knew how to, I mean,
avoid
words,
situation.
Right. Avoid
just
a physical
avoid
confrontation.
It.
Something you can't avoid, you can try your hardest, but some people just, their anger just such in a whole nother rage that they go end up hitting
it's
someone.
To control it.
I'm done with it already. I just had to do my due diligence of reporting the news, but I'm so over it. I just don't want to be. I'm not going to sit here and turn into these shows that do this every day talking about that story. Like, goodness, really, guys? So I'm done with that. I'm off that. I just did my due diligence. I talked about it. There you go, people. I did my job. All right. So, yes. All right, we're going to play a little game here. And, again, it is Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday. So, on this game we're going to play is where me and Paris get to ask each other questions that the other one has to answer. And people are going to know. And if you don't answen, people that listen to the show are going to know, they're going to be like, okay, what you hiding or whatever. They're going to want. So, yes, we get to ask whatever questions we want to ask, and the other person has to honestly answer the question. Okay. All right, so you being our guest and you being a woman, I will allow you to go first. You can start off by asking the question.
Have you had any relations with someone you worked with?
Have I had any relations with someone I worked with? Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Greg said that's dangerous. Greg, it's not that dangerous. People know me. I'm open book. But he sent me a chat. He's like, that's dangerous. I'm good, Greg. I'm good. No, it depends. No, it depends on the instance. Because by some people they might think, oh, well, you work with, not necessarily just mean industry wise, but mean everyday work. It's some cases it's work, and some of those people I'm still cool with, very cool with, and still make moves up to this day. But there's been some people I regret. I'm like, why'd I even? Not that I did anything to the person, But just the fact that I took him on a date was just like, oh my God, prude. How prude could you possibly be? I remember I took this one girl out, it was like a year and a half ago. Oh my God. Seriously, like, how prude could you possibly be? I just don't like those people that is just so boring. Like, you got to pull teeth to get them to stop being so goddamn boring. Like, that's just my thing. Other than that, I will say, like, I haven't really had too many bad situations dating-wise. I mean, of course, you know, it's not like, hey, or why are you, so some people might say, why are you not with them anymore or whatever. Certain stuff, sometimes not always extra bad why people stop talking to each other. So, like I tell people a lot of times, sometimes it's a seat. Some people are meant for a certain season and not cuddle season, whatever, not like that. But some people are meant to come in your life for a certain point you must have taken something from them and vice versa. And so a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people, they giving people full-time positions that were only supposed to be seasonal workers. So some of y'all need to check y'all checkbooks and look around and see, hey, is this person, was I supposed to let them go a long time ago?
Right.
Y'all just putting up with stuff with people who not meant to be, not meant to have a full-time position. So that's how I pretty much answered that one. Yes, okay. Greg was it. And let me show you something to Greg. Greg, it was not dangerous. You see how I did that flawlessly. All right, my turn.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Like, as far as where I'm working with people and whatnot, what's one of the most regrettable things that's ever happened, that you have ever encountered while working with someone?
Somebody touched my butt. He thought it was cool to just touch my butt. He thought it was cool to touch my butt because one day I went to work. And I was working for UPS.
Okay.
And this guy, we came in the big break room in the morning, early in the morning. And we were cool. You know, every morning we said hi to each other. We didn't realize we knew the same people. And then he just decided to smack my butt one morning saying, hey, good morning. And I cursed him the fuck out. Like, hold up. You know, this is ain't no football game. The fuck this is? But I felt kind of disrespected, and it made it very uncomfortable for me to work with him. So, yes, that would be my answer for your question.
You know what? I'm gonna jump back in time, and I want to give that guy a tip for, you know, his past self at that time, dude. Like, I guarantee you, if you would not have done that while you was on the clock, you may have better results. Like, yeah, I that's how I am. Even with, like, that's a lot of the reason why I can't really deal with people I work with. Especially, yeah, just can't. Because I got to see them every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Just can't do it.
It makes it so uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, and especially they do, because here's my whole thing. It's not even just that. It's the fact of, do they know how to cut it on and off? I'm not gonna repeat that out loud, but I got you. shout out to people in the chat, man. I'm not gonna do this with y'all today. But yes, okay, so there you go. Your question next. Yeah, this we're gonna do, people. We're gonna do this for the rest of the show.
Was there someone ever in your life that you thought, I don't want to be without them?
Yeah, I could definitely attest to that.
Can I ask you, what was going through your head while trying to reach this goal?
Well, I mean, a lot of times it's just ridiculous because, you know, you caught yourself taking, you know, you caught yourself taking a break for someone, and you caught yourself taking a break for someone, and vice versa, and you go talk to these other people, and, you know, you're trying, because, you know, people try to do this thing, you have this phase where they go, all right, let me fill around and see, hey, is this somebody I want to talk to? You know, let me see if this person I want to talk to for the rest of my life. Let me just double check and make sure, hey, if it's anybody, let me talk to other people to make sure this is what I want. And you kind of start realizing that. You go, man, like, what the heck is going on? Like, I'm just wasting my time talking to this person when I really don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and eventually the puzzle pieces kind of come back together. And that's a very key thing. Like, a lot of people, and here's the other part of that. When you, especially if it's a person you, most interesting test of that, let's say it's a person you talked to that wasn't this fairy tale story of how you met the person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as much as you fight, and it could be a controversial reason how you two end up hooking up, and yet you still, you fight dealing with that conflict, but then eventually you keep going, you know what, whatever, I'm not going to allow that to stop me from talking to this person. That's when you know that that's a person you can't live without.
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that one, because I felt like that too.
Yeah, I feel like that every day with my family, like, too. Mm-hmm. As far as my family, without them, it just would feel weird. Like, that's what drives me to go so hard in everything I do. Like you said earlier, your dad, he might not agree with what you do, but he encourages you. And people don't understand how important that is. I say that all the time. I can always tell the family dynamic of someone by how they approach their craft, because they act real standoffish about it. That means that they're trying to hide something from their family, and their family resists them too much, don't support them. So
yeah,
you can always tell that. Okay. Oh, my. Okay. Good question. Have you ever been so good question. Thanks, chat room. Have you ever been someone's side piece? And let me add this other part to that. Have you ever been somebody's side piece and didn't mind being their side piece?
And did it have what?
Have you ever been somebody's side piece and didn't mind being their side piece? Like, you knew you was a side piece, but you still kept talking to them.
No, I cut them off immediately. I was someone's side piece before, and when I did find out, I told him, I said, I didn't even tell him anything. I just stopped calling him. I stopped texting him. I stopped answering his phone calls, stopped answering his texts, because it got to the point where I found out kind of horrible. I didn't want to hear from the other girl, but I heard from the other girl. And and I cut that off immediately. So, yeah, I don't tolerate that. I'm number one.
Did you ever talk back to that person?
No, I haven't. I haven't spoken to him in years.
Okay. All right. Good question, chat. That was a really good question.
Man, that was a good question.
They didn't even add that second part. I just threw that in to make it a little more complicated.
Yeah.
All right. So you up next. Y'all, I hope your people listening. Yes, we are spewing secrets. It is. I'm open book. It's all about you ask the right question, I answer it. That's people don't understand. Mm-hmm. I'm just not gonna go on Facebook and just post it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question I have for you is: have you ever slept over a female's house more than 3 days and didn't have a change of clothes? And what did you do?
Oh, yes, I have. You better do one of you got. It's, these are a couple different things options I had to go with, and I've done all of them and all of the above. They had a unisex shirt that you could wear. Like a lot of times, it's always shirts that you really got to deal with. They had a unisex shirt that you could wear, so you was good because you're like, okay, cool. It's a shirt that you're a guy kidding. Or girl can wear. So you okay, cool. I got a shirt to wear. Or you better go to the store and go like to Walmart and go buy you something real quick. Or wash your stuff. Or yeah, it's just I hate doing that. Like you just end up being somewhere that you didn't plan on being for so long, and then you're like, oh no,
I don't have my things. I don't have my things. And you don't feel right until you have your things. You just want to have your things. You want to be using new things or other people's things.
Exactly. I'm like, man, hey, shout out to you, especially, yes, thank God for when you talk to people who are college people, because they got, good point. You said she ain't got a washing machine. Washing machine, but do you want to put the exact same thing on? Like, you look like a cartoon, you're like a freaking cartoon. Like, you got one outfit every time you watch Family Guy. They always got the same clothes. Like, I'm not no, I just can't keep watching and keep putting the same clothes.
Washing the same clothes and putting it on.
Yeah, you see, washing undergarments, that's one thing. But it's, that's nothing.
The outside, but everybody's seeing.
Yes. Especially if you go out, you go out in public. Goodness.
They're going to be like, damn,
you never know who
got that shit on yesterday.
And especially everybody we in the selfie generation, everybody want to take freaking pictures.
Post it. Look at this one. Now they got those that thing that everybody's going around and doing. What are those? Sneakers and shit.
Okay, I'm about to turn the heat up on
you. Okay.
Yes, I have. I've seen what you're talking about. All right, so okay, I'm gonna turn the heat up. There's two cabbage patch. All right, so what is the freakiest thing you have done? And hold on, I'm going to add something to that. What's the freakiest thing you have done in a place that you had no business doing to that?
Oh, man. I guess everybody has done this before, but one day my son's father and I, this is way before we thought we would have a kid, and I was still in high school, and we went parked on the street, and we were having a talk, and ended up fucking in the back seat, and clear as day outside, and cars are passing by, and people could see inside the car, and I really didn't give a fuck, but because it felt good, and that's all that mattered to me at the time. So,
it's
I mean,
rush.
That's a pretty easy thing for me. The adrenaline
I think it's a
is rushing.
Yes,
yeah.
It's like, you know you're going to get caught. Ooh, like, something like getting caught, it just makes you get more excited.
Oh, yeah, that's my question. That's my answer to your question.
Okay. All right, I'm going to throw another one at you. You weren't quick enough, so I got another question for you. All right, so what is your first, when you first ended up interacting with me, what was your initial impression of me?
My real impression of you?
What was your first impression of me when you first interacted with me?
Well, I seen that you were friends with somebody I knew, and I looked into your profile and seen what you did. I said, okay, well, maybe we can help each other out here, you know? And I proceeded to say thank you, and then we continued with the conversation, and you told me what you do, and you gave me a brief introduction of yourself, and that was very gentleman-like, thank you. And I said, you know what, maybe he doesn't sound like anybody else that tried to do business with me. Let me see what he's about. And as I started talking to you on the phone and texting you and writing you on Facebook, I said, okay, well, you know, he's cool. I'll mess with him. He's a cool guy. He's funny, too. He always had me laughing when we talked.
Hey, and am I an asshole? Because some people be they think they really be because I'm tough sometimes. They think I'm an asshole. They're like, man, oh, you so mean. Like, what the fuck did I get that from?
Mm-hmm. No, you're not mean, Seti. Well, you're not mean to me.
Everyone sees the mean side at one point in time. It just
true.
I'm just
what
not mean.
We're human.
Yes, we're human, and I'm from the East Coast, so that's just what happens. We show that very easily. Sometimes we're not mad. Just that's just the way our voices sound. So, oh well.
Yeah, so
people.
I heard that.
Okay, I'll let you throw a question at me.
Have you ever been in public and seen something walking by that looks so bad and you had the mean heart on and you ain't know what to do?
I ain't know what to do. That's never the case. I ain't know what to do.
So what did you do?
It depends now. Now it depends on am I by myself? Am I with the homies? Am I with a girl I'm talking to?
Okay, let's put you in an uncomfortable position. You're with a girl.
This is what you do. This is how you handle it. You have a discussion with her going, dang, she had a big butt, didn't she? And then she get, a lot of times because you at least you had the DC to address it with them and not trying to be sneaky, they gonna say something too.
Oh, so that's the trick, huh?
Hey, that's the trick. It's not necessarily a trick. It's just habit. Like, I don't feel like, you know, sometimes you get them Nick Turners. I'd rather just come by and tell you so that you at least know, hey, my attention's on swerve for a second. You know exactly why I was swerving.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that you put it that way.
Yeah.
Now that you put it that way, it kind of sounds all right for me. I don't know about anybody else because, you know, everybody think differently. But, yeah, now that you put it that way, it makes sense.
Especially sometimes y'all going to come out and dress and say, damn,
I'm always the one to do that. I'm like, damn, baby, I see that big butt down there. Damn, you see her titties? It was just sitting up.
Yeah, and then that really let you get out of trouble because then you get to say it because they ask, you know, you got to be a little bit nonchalant about it. You got to be like, oh, yeah, that look good. Yeah, you right. I agree with you. You know, you can't sound too excited. That's the trick to it.
Yeah, because then you're gonna raise eyebrows.
Yeah, you get too excited. Like, okay, chill out. Okay, you owe me another question because I did get you two times in a row. Yes, people listen again. People listening, y'all getting all the secrets out of us. Enjoy.
Well, let's see. I don't want to ask that question. Let me give you another question. That's
oh,
like too, a little bit too
ask
much.
It. Hey, ask it.
You ever paid for sex before?
No, but I tell you this. I tell you why that's a trick question. If you taking the girl on a date, on an expensive date, you pay for sex.
That's exactly why I asked you that question because I was gonna get into that. Because some guys they be like, oh, I ain't paying for no pussy. All right, but look, you're paying for it because you're taking
exactly.
This female out. You're making her feel good and you're using your money. So you're spending money on her, so and then you ending up, you know, you ending up in the pussy anyway. So you're paying for the pussy. It's just plain as day. Is you're paying for pussy. So bad, too bad. Sound like too bad for you to say. Well, that's what you're doing. Some females do it too.
This is, I mean, there's some times where that's not necessarily the case. But a lot of times, this is the reason why. Because if the dude, you know, he really ragging on trying to hit it that night, then I call that paying for pussy. Other than that, just taking a girl out on a date. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, my homeboy and I had that conversation. He's like, yeah, I mean, like, somebody told me I'm paying for sex because I'm fucking the girl and she's I'm taking her out places or something like that. And I was like, well, I mean, technically you are. I mean, if you want to think about it that way, technically you are. But, I mean, it's not like you're going out there and saying, hey, give me some sex tonight. I'll give you this, you know.
Right.
It's not like that. It's just, you're just making a girl feel comfortable, just like you would want a female to make you feel comfortable.
Yes, and speaking of which, it is National Take a Guy Out on a Date Month. So, ladies, that means y'all paying this month. Yes, women.
Oh, I'll take myself out on a date. I'm my man.
Okay. Very weird picture in my head. Did you say you're a man? You're like you're on some Bruce Jenner shit or whatever.
No. I take care of myself. I put it that way. I'm with me.
I'd say okay. Don't tell me that you're not that you just became Paris as you was like I don't know. I'll try to think of a name. That was a guy named. Based off of that, but I was like thinking that freaking hard. Perry, there we go, Perry. You were Perry. Now call me Paris. Yeah, phenomenal. Okay, so all right, this is my last question. I'm gonna really dig for everybody. All right, no, it's a two part. I got my last two questions.
Okay.
All right, one. What is your favorite toy? And I put a toy in quotation marks. What is your favorite toy that you own?
I have this vibrator. It's pink. And it has, like, these spiral things that go around it. And it has, like, these gems on the top so you can grip it so it doesn't slip. And it has, like, three different speeds on it, and it's waterproof. Oh, man, I'll be in the shower with that. It's just, it works that magic. Just put it that way.
Hey, I'm going to show y'all how well I pay attention to people's stuff. Like, people don't think y'all be paying attention to them. Is that what you got in that one picture or in what you call it? That wasn't my two-part question, but that wasn't my second question, but that was part of that question. I'm very observant.
No.
When you said, I was like, your boy describes, like, I went back and looked, I was like, wait a minute. I had to go
do some research
real quick. I was like, oh, okay.
No.
This sounds too familiar. Oh, okay. Oh, my other question is, have you ever had a threesome? If so, how many? How was the experience?
So my ex-fiance and I used to have threesomes all the time when we lived in Virginia. Had about three of them with him. I only liked one out of
two guys or two girls.
Two females and me and another female and my ex-fiance.
Okay.
And it was a great experience though. I love females. I love a female's body. It turns me on. I love a female's body.
Okay. Well, what is your favorite part? You know, you threw that out there. I get my loaded questions ready. What is your favorite part of a female's body?
I say I love breasts. Breasts are my favorite part on my body, and I love playing with nipples and all that. But that's mainly my favorite part. And I think it's because I lessen them. But I love breasts. I love the way they feel. I love the way they feel in my mouth.
Okay, you okay over there? You started your voice. Your voice started to...
Yeah, I started thinking about some things. Getting hot over here.
Jumping down some octaves. I was like, oh, boy. You all right, so now you get to get me. As there are final minutes left of the show. All right, so yes, those are my final questions, and I want to thank you for coming through and just kicking it and just being goofy. And that's an off the wall day. It's a rainy day. And that's how I feel on a rainy day. I just do random stuff. I just don't feel like doing too much. My brain is not structured today. Well, it is, but it's like, and it is labor. It's still, I feel like it's still Labor Day. I'm still kind of having a hangover from Labor Day. I'm like in party mood. I'm like really tempted to go to this party on Friday. Shout out to that. I saw it on Facebook. I'm here in Fort Worth, Texas, and that party looked pretty good. Shout out to that. Shout out to that party. It was have, and I gotta see this with my own two eyes. They are having a live baby oil show.
What?
Yeah, that's what I saw. I saw this. I had to see this. I have to see where this is going. I don't like mystery. It is not in a strip club. It is in a regular club. So I have to see where it's going.
Well, let me know how that goes.
See, yeah, I want to see if it's going to be average. Is it going to be average people doing this? Uglies, or it's gonna be like people that's like, damn, she doing it. Like, I want to hear that. I want anybody to tell me a story. I want to kind of experience it and see what happens. Like, okay, I might have to go check that out. Yeah, I said that on live radio, people, in the podcast. It is recorded. Oh well. All right, so let everybody know how they can follow.
You can follow me on Instagram at THIMSLICK _ Miss MZ Paris. And on Facebook, it's Paris Taylor Live, LIVE.
Okay. There we go, people. Y'all can follow her. Definitely show us some love. You heard how to follow us, and now people are asking me, you know, they're talking about your butt, because someone grabbed your butt, they finna go be nosy and go see. And also, two people, I'm going to throw this out there, too. It's not too much of a secret. Paris will be in the breast cancer awareness issue coming up.
Yay.
So stay tuned for that. And, yeah, so, and let me remind people, man, yeah, I want to know all the submissions that you need, all the submission themes and all that good stuff. Just go to thespot.com/humanchemistmagazine. And I want to give a shout out to PhotoBlush, because now PhotoBlush is an official partner of DustSpot. And now you can use PhotoBlush right from DustSpot without even leaving the site. Big ups to that. They took their time out of their day and built that. Mm-hmm. To install into our site, and it works pretty good. I tested it out to see how well it works. It's pretty effective. So there you go, people.
Awesome. Shout out to them, and I'm gonna try them too.
Yes. They make some. I've seen some pictures. I took some pictures over there, sent them some pictures, and they made them look like some other stuff. Like, wow, this is how that picture could look. I never saw that coming. Y'all. That being said, we rolling on out. Reminding you what to do and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to the episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy Ceddy J, and my special guest co-host, my girl Miss Paris. And every hump day, we always remind you, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly.
Yeah.
All right. We
wrap
out.
It up. Bye.
Wrap it up so you're not clapping it up. All right.